Good morning, Word and Lifers. Are we awake? Okay. If not, there's coffee in the back. I'd like to begin this morning with just a few announcements. Just to remind you that the restroom is to your left behind those doors. Be sure to turn off your cell phones. And then remember that we have over here a book exchange table. What that means is that those are books that are just free. So if you're interested in any of them, feel free to take it. If you want to bring it back, fine. If you don't, fine. If you have books at home that you are enjoyed but you don't need to read anymore, bring them over and maybe someone else would be interested. There's also a current events table in the back, and we're having a lot of exciting programs in Santa Barbara, a lot of really important national theologians that are going to be passing through. So be good to take advantage of that. Okay, let's just take a moment and settle ourselves, take a couple of deep breaths. Let's get rid of all the stuff that we brought in. Just put it out there.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still.
Well, this morning we're going to be talking about chapter 4 in our book on original goodness. And just that title seems so good to me in the midst of everything that's going on in this world to have time to just sit and quietly think about goodness. That sinks in. I'd like to introduce our speaker. She was with us this fall and is back here. It's Reverend Elizabeth Molitors, who is the rector at Trinity Church in Santa Barbara. And you've been here, what, about a year and a half? Are you feeling like a Californian now? I'll bet. You're complaining when it's 50 degrees? Yes, okay. Well, you've made it. Last time she was here, she told us that she could now die completely fulfilled as she recently met and had her picture taken with Oprah. Oh. So I think that's a real, not only a Californian, but a super Californian. But Elizabeth's roots are in the Midwest. How many of us here have roots in the Midwest? Okay. Your people. So you will recognize, I think, some of the good Midwestern traits that Elizabeth has. She gets to the point. She is very focused. She has chili cook-offs at church. How many of you remember chili cook-offs?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, she's brought in a good sample of the good Midwestern values here to mingle with our California values. She came to us from Chicago. She was a rector at an Episcopal churches in the suburbs of Chicago. And prior to being a priest, Elizabeth spent almost 25 years in corporate positions, so you're ready for some goodness, right? And she was for 13 years an IT project manager for two Fortune 500 companies. So if we need any IT help this morning, we will call on you. Keeping with the Midwest here, she completed her undergraduate degree at Miami University in Ohio, her master's MBA at DePaul in Chicago, and her Master of Divinity at Seabury Western Theological Seminary, also in Chicago. She's the mother of one adult child, Eli, who lives and works in Northampton, Massachusetts. She's also the parent of two lively dogs, Augie and Frankie. Have they gotten to be California dogs? They love the beach. Good. That's wonderful. So in her spare time, she likes walking and hiking with her dogs on the beach, I guess, reading good books, cooking with friends, and binge-watching the Great British Bake Off. How many of us like to binge-watch the Great British Bake Off? Okay. And old West Wing episodes. Okay. So anyway, we're very, very happy to have you back and to have you with us this morning, Elizabeth.